This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated former deputy chairman of the upper house Harivansh as a Rajya Sabha member. The tenure of Harivansh as a member of the upper house ended yesterday. He has been nominated as a member of the Rajya Sabha after a vacancy was created following the retirement of former Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today in this regard. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry, along with by-elections in four assembly constituencies across three states, remained largely peaceful yesterday. According to the Election Commission, Assam recorded a voter turnout of 85.38%, while Puducherry saw 89.83%, both the highest ever in their assembly election history. In Kerala, polling stood at 78.03%. In the by-elections, Karnataka's Bagalkot seat registered 68.70% turnout, while Devanagari South recorded 68.55%. Koridang in Nagaland saw 82.21% voting, and Dharmanagar in Tripura recorded over 80% turnout. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today took oath as Rajya Sabha member. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered oath to Nitish Kumar in the Parliament House. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah released the party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for West Bengal Assembly elections today. The BJP's Sankalp Patra promises to implement the 7th Pay Commission and Uniform Civil Code UCC within 6 months of coming to power in the state. Shah, while releasing the manifesto, said that the public feel fearful, disillusioned and is seeking change from the heart. He said that in the last 10 years, BJP has established itself as a constructive opposition in West Bengal, and today BJP is working as the principal opposition party in the state assembly. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, on Thursday attended the maiden theatrical play Tiranga in Tawang, staged by the Monpa Artist Forum under the direction of Chanpa Norbu. The theatrical production offered a vivid and compelling portrayal of the historic journey of Major Khatting, whose leadership and vision played a pivotal role in bringing Tawang under Indian sovereignty. The governor recalled the legendary figure who hoisted the national flag at Tawang on 14 February 1951, marking a defining moment in the region's history. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, recalling the Simla conference, reaffirmed that Tawang has always been an integral part of India. Reliance Industries Limited rolled out a multi-location donation drive across Itanagar, Namsai and Lohit districts, reinforcing its commitment to community welfare and inclusive growth. The initiative, marking the birthday of Executive Director Anand Ambani, supported vulnerable groups and grassroots institutions. Key beneficiaries included Deepak Navam Living Home, Itanagar, Prodigal Commune, a drug rehabilitation center run at Namsai, Arunachal Cats and Dogs Rescue, Lakey. Additionally, Parshuram Kund Lohit received fodder for around 300 cows and rations for temple staff. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the latest version of the Constitution of India in Sindhi language in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Radhakrishnan said, for the first time since India's independence, the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India in the Devanagari script has been released. Today marks the 108th anniversary of the Champaran Satyagraha, a defining moment in India's freedom struggle led by Mahatma Gandhi. On this day in 1917, in the Champaran district of Bihar, the movement was launched to address the grievances of indigo farmers who were compelled by British planters to cultivate indigo under the oppressive Tinkatia system. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India is finalizing an agreement for the supply of oil and gas to Mauritius to strengthen its energy security amid the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar said in Port Louis that the ongoing crisis in West Asia has underscored the importance of strategic partnerships, especially in the energy sector. The External Affairs Minister said he is also pleased to note that an Indian public sector enterprise is developing the country's first floating solar power energy project. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking a direction to the Center to Stop Caste Census. The bench, comprising Chief Justice Suryakant, Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi, dismissed the plea, which also sought a direction to the center to formulate policies to provide economic incentives to families with a single child. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.